Welcome into the AL Recruiting Power 5 podcast. We are excited today to be joined by Landon Smith. He's the Assistant Director of Player Personnel at the University of Southern Mississippi. Coach, we're glad to have you on, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you having me.
Well, absolutely, Lo. Well, like we always do, we got 5 questions for all of our guests, and we'll just get started. You're in recruiting. What's your best recruiting story that you got?
Yeah, so working in college football, I mean, as you can imagine, you hear a bunch of different types of crazy stories. Mm-hmm. So I've only got about one that is directly involved in me. And I don't want to name any names or say what school I was at the time, but we were recruiting this player. He was a really good football player. He was highly recruited. He wasn't a national guy or anything, but he had his choice of schools that he wanted, that he could go to. Mm-hmm. We're recruiting this kid. Everything's going good. We talked to him for about 2 or 3 weeks and decided that we want to set up an official visit. So we set up the official visit. He's a kid that's a little bit further away. He's not local. So we have to fly him. We're going to have to fly him in, which is fine. We do it all the time. So the day before his flight, we're in contact with him, send him his flight number, send him his itinerary, his times, what airport he's flying out of and what airport he's flying into. So he gets all that info, and then we tell you we're going to be back in contact with you in the morning, just make sure everything goes good. So morning rolls around, and we text him. We say, so-and-so is going to be at the airport when you land. He's going to be, just give him a call. Here's his number, give him a call. He'll come to the airport and pick you up. No response. So he's got about a mid-morning flight. This is about at 7 or 8 o'clock. So we haven't heard from the kid. It gets to be about an hour before his flight takes off. Still no response. So we're trying to call him, nothing. Kind of panicking a little bit. What's going on? Is he awake? Did he forget he has a visit? Blah, 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 blah. So we haven't heard anything, and about 30 minutes into his flight actually taking off, we get a text from him. He says, "Coach, I just found out that my brother, he got shot." And we're like, "Whoa." He's like, "Oh my God." He said, "I'm not going to be able to make the visit." We're like, "Dude, we completely understand. Go be with your brother. I mean, that's awful. If there's anything we can do to help you, let us know." And so about 30 minutes after he tells us this, we get on Twitter, and he posts a picture that he's on another official visit.
Oh,
with another school. And so we're like, "Whoa, I hope his brother didn't get shot, but if he's lying about his brother getting shot, just get out of his, that's pretty bad." And so we're not hearing from the kid. We're trying to get in contact with his coach at the time. His coach is like, "I haven't heard anything from the kid. I don't know if that's true or what his deal is. I'll try to get in contact with him." And so his coach was finally able to get in contact with him. The kid said his brother did get shot, but he's fine. It wasn't anything serious, but he couldn't come on the visit. But we're like, if your brother got shot, that's kind of an odd time to post that you're on official visit. So
yeah,
we never really got to the bottom of it. There's a bunch of different stories we heard, whether it happened or it didn't happen. But just with that whole situation about the story about his brother getting shot, man, it's kind of raised a bunch of red flags, and so we kind of just moved on from the kid.
Yeah, that's one you just, all right, we're gonna take him off the board.
Yeah, it was a bad deal.
Well, I mean, and I think that it's a bad story, it's crazy, but I also think it shows like how much social media matters in the recruiting process. You guys look at everything these guys post.
No doubt. We do our normally recruiting activities, but I got a screen just specific for Twitter. I'm constantly refreshing it throughout the day. That's how you get the majority of your information.
Yeah. I mean, and thank you for saying that. I mean, I know these guys want to do like Snapchat, Instagram, all this other stuff, but Twitter is by far and away the greatest tool for recruiting that you guys use and players should use.
Yeah, no doubt. You're absolutely right.
Well, so here's something that I kind of would like to get into a little bit is that, you know, Southern Miss is not does not play in a Power 5 conference. And, you know, kind of what's your advice to players that are being recruited? Because we talked to a lot of Power Five teams. We talked to a lot of Group of Five teams. And so what's your advice about to students in the recruiting process, especially guys that may be being recruited by non-Power Five schools?
Yeah. So I kind of break it down into two different types of recruits. The first kind of recruit that is getting offered, he's maybe picked up some early offers, but not really the offers he's got yet. Like, he's kind of holding out, not really got the offers he's wanted yet. If he picked up some early offers, I would just suggest to try to figure out what offers that he has is committable and what offers he has isn't. Because nowadays with the transfer portal, I mean, it's changed high school recruiting.
Yeah.
So you can have some offers, and in about a couple of weeks, if you haven't committed, I mean, coaches are going, it's a quick fix. So coaches are going to the portal, and they can get somebody that's ready to commit right away. Whereas a high school kid might string you along, and at the end of the day, he might not commit to you. So you've kind of wasted time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if I would suggest for the first time, if you've got offers and you like the school, maybe kind of lock in a spot, because you might not have it in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And then for the second type of recruit who is trying to get recruited, I would just stress how important camps are. Go to camps, get live evals, meet with coaches. For us here at Southern Miss, camps are huge. We don't really offer guys based strictly off film. So we like to have them in person, see how they move in person, see how they move up close, and man, camps are huge.
Yeah, I appreciate that info. You know, I have a lot of guys talk about camps, but not many have kind of went into that detailed process about committable, not committable offers. And you know, I think it's good advice for our students. But, you know, kind of looking at that, you know, there obviously family is involved. So what's your advice for family members and people who are guiding these recruits?
Yeah, I would just say, kind of just be involved in the recruiting process. I mean, don't be afraid to ask questions. For parents, come on visits with your sons. A lot of times parents are able to tell when schools are being authentic and when they're not. Whereas recruits, they might be hearing things that our coaches are saying, but not necessarily know if it's true or not. So I think parents get a better feel about coaches because they're kind of similar in age, and they can tell when a coach is being real and when I'm being authentic. And I would also say for parents, just do your research about schools. So look at the coaching staff, see where they've previously been. If they bounced around, or have they been at big schools and now they're smaller school, just do your research on programs, be involved in the recruiting process.
Yeah. And I think kind of going back to what you were saying, as far as the portal and all that kind of stuff, it's good, you know, for parents and people who are guardians in this process to know the recruiting schedule, so to speak, like when the portal opens up and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And it changes all the time. The NCAA has changed the rules. This is just the past couple months. I mean, their portal went, it used to be, it went to where it was open all the time, to went where it's open in windows. And so they're changing it all the time. So it can be kind of frustrating not knowing the rules and all that, but just to stay up to date with the recruiting calendar.
Yeah.
One more thing about camp, Sam. As I mentioned, it, going to camps is so important, but don't blindly go to camps. And what I mean by that is go to camps that you're invited to, go to camps where you have previously been in contact with coaches. Because, I mean, it's not the best idea to hop around from camp to camp and just hoping that you catch the eye of coaches. So go somewhere where you've previously spoken to a coach, or they know you're coming.
Man, thank you for that. There's been a great debate even on Twitter the last few days about camps and stuff, and I won't get into it all, but that right there, if you've been in that debate, that's advice from a coach's mouth right there. So, you know, the kind of the fourth question we look at, we've talked a lot about portal, but what do you, you know, how does NIL change recruiting, and what do you tell high school recruits about NIL and what that means for them?
Yeah, I'm a fan of NIL. If you ask 100 coaches, 50 of them will like it, 50 of them won't. I think it's good. I think college coaches are using it as a recruiting tool, and I think you should, But for recruits, I would suggest don't use NIL, don't chase NIL. So I would say, like, more so look for connections with coaches. Look for programs that have a good culture, that you feel comfortable in the environment. The NIL will come. Don't just strictly choose a school based off NIL.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I have a lot of guests, and some don't and some do, but I'm with you as far as liking it. And I'm one of the guys that advocates that it has actually cleaned up the game. It's cleaned up the recruiting process so much.
Yes.
Because none of, like, all the stuff that was going under the table and underhanded previously, well, you know, is not happening nearly as much now.
Yeah. You're right.
Last thing, you know, we're glad to have you on the show. You grew up in Alabama, and you know, that's kind of where your base is. So, like, how does your faith, and how do you know, your, where you were raised, how does that guide you in your daily life and coaching?
Yeah, so I'm lucky enough to be in a place where faith is important. Being here at Southern Miss, Coach Hall is a Christian man. He takes pride in being a Christian, and he's not afraid to share his values, which is awesome. I love it. So one thing that I kind of fall back on is a quote, and I can't remember exactly where I heard it. It goes, work as in if everything depends on you, but pray as if everything depends on God.
Mm.
That's kind of a quote where I've always fall back to. Just I truly believe, man, if you work hard towards your goals in life and pray just as hard, everything will end up working out for you.
Absolutely, man. And you know, I that's kind of our mission, is what we want to do here. And I think I hear it in your heart. I just want to help kids. I want to help them succeed. And I want to tell people and share the gospel along the way. And I appreciate guys that do that.
No doubt, that's our job.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, man, I appreciate just your time. There's some valuable insight in there today, and I'm going to be plugging this. And I think, you know, if parents and recruits will listen to this podcast, they're going to get a lot out of it.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate you for having me on. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Well, we wish you and Southern Miss nothing but the best. And anytime, you're welcome back on the show, Coach.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Like, subscribe, watch the whole podcast. We really do appreciate it when you do. Have a great one.